Eagles fans have been wondering why the Birds didn't retain C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Well, yesterday we heard from him for the first time since he signed with the Lions. Dave Uram joining us with more on what he had to say. Morning, Dave.
Hello, Carol. The two sides could not agree on a contract, and thus C.J. Gardner-Johnson is not going to run it back with the Eagles. He says he is not disappointed.
I have no bad blood. I mean, people overreacted with a tweet in free agency, but it was never disrespectful towards organization treats me like family. It's just, you gotta do what's best for your family.
Gardner Johnson chose a one-year prove-it deal with the Lions over a three-year deal that his agency claimed backloaded most of the money to that final year.
Pass to the pass. I'm here now. I'm with a brand new team, new city. Ready to win some games.
Well, the Eagles are reportedly bringing in safety Justin Evans, who is with the Saints and Buccaneers, essentially a replacement maybe for C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Evans, 27, but with a lengthy injury history. Philly's opening day at the Texas Rangers is 9 days away. Yesterday, Rhys Hoskins and Alec Bohm each hitting their fourth home runs of spring training. Managing partner and CEO John Middleton went on WIP yesterday morning and shared the message he gave his Phils this spring.
Started out by saying, I don't want to win a World Series. And people kind of looked at me. And then I said, the reason I don't want to win a World Series is if the people sitting in this room only win one World Series, I'm going to be really disappointed.
Middleton wants the Phillies decades down the line to be in the conversation as one of the best teams of all time. Meantime, last night, Sixers' eight-game winning streak ended with a 109-105 double overtime loss to the Chicago Bulls. And Carol, Villanova women's basketball going to the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2003, beating Florida Gulf Coast 75-57.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.